I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A rested child is a happy child. Sleep Tight Stories is a weekly podcast that brings comfort and joy to families worldwide with calming bedtime stories. The stories are relevant to children and spark wonder without overstimulation, so they can fall asleep and stay asleep. Listen to Sleep Tight Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. For a bedtime routine you'll miss when they're grown, Sleep Tight Stories.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, Christy.
Hi, Will.
We're here. We're here at the finals. Can you believe it?
I can. We made it. We've worked hard to get here, and folks that have been listening, you guys are the reason why we've done this. We love you guys so much. Thank you for coming all this way.
I'm so excited. I mean, seriously, from the time you and I talked about doing this to the 4,500 or so entries we got to getting down to our 16 to the 8 to the, I mean, just the, and that's just the contest alone. I'm not even talking about the rest of the show, just the contest alone. It has been so awesome to go through this process.
It has. It's been a wild ride. I remember our live shows that we used to do. Do you remember at Comic-Cons? And I mean, honestly, I think that even when we do panels together in the future, there will always be a part of I Hear Voices that travels with us, don't you think?
I think so, too. And I think we might, in our future panels, have to play the way that we did last time.
Definitely.
With the, all right, let's get a screen up there. Let's see what we can do.
There you go.
And all that good kind of stuff.
Shout out to
Joe Woes, who would write with us. Remember, who draw for us.
Yeah, he did a great job. And also,
oh, he's great.
I think that on our social media, there's been some really great animations being drawn by our team at iHeart. And I wanted to shout out, because usually Will does this, but I wanted to be the one to do it because I'm stepping off for some of this episode. So I want to thank CESD. They're an amazing agency to, you know, give us this opportunity and paying it forward for someone else. I mean, it's just such a wonderful community. Thank you, CESD. Prime Video, obviously, you are epic, and we love you very much. Vox Machina, Season 2, check it out, please. Not just because Will is in it.
Yes.
But because it is amazing, and all of our other friends at Critical Role are on it as well. Of course, our team at iHeart, whether it was our various producers and our editors and our social team, like everyone has been so committed to see this through. And we are very grateful, I know, from the bottom of our heart for all that support that you gave Will and me. Thank you for letting me come on your network. the contestants have truly, truly touched my heart. I see them posting like a lot about, hey, you know, this was me. I've done this contest. I survived this experience. And I'm so proud of you guys. You've really almost made me fall in love with voice acting on a whole nother level. And I owe that to you guys with whatever I end up taking forward in my career. whether that's, you know, maybe someday a reboot of something that Will and I were a part of.
Pray to someone.
But regardless, whatever it is, it's so beautiful to see new talent and to be a part of that. And also just the fans, you guys, thank you. Thank you for your time. And there's so much content out there. You know, you've got these amazing Pod Meets World. Come on now.
And you've got all your podcasts. I mean, come on. There's too many to mention.
I know.
I mean, Vulnerable and everything. I mean, it's, geez, yeah. Your whole podco is just killing it.
Thank you. And so it's just, there's a lot of content out there. So for you to take the time to listen to I Hear Voices and to make it this far, you have a special place in our hearts. So make sure you tell us when you see us either at a con or something, and we'll give you an extra big hug.
Absolutely. And we are just, yeah, we're so happy to be here and to be able to do this with everybody and share it with everybody. And selfishly, this has been so much fun for me to just watch the contestants week after week. Everybody's so good. It gets harder every week. And, you know, all of our incredible judges that have that have come on to help us out have been absolutely incredible.
It was like Avengers Assemble when it came to Will having his friends come. And today will be no different with who we have lined up to be our final adjudicator team.
Yeah, we got a team. We're going to have an adjudicator team to help us with the finals, which is so cool. And of course, as we said, we are actually, full disclosure, recording this intro before the actual contest takes place, because Christy is not going to be able to be with us for the actual show itself. But there was no way we were going to do this without her.
Yeah.
We just could not possibly ever make that happen. Well, it just wasn't going to happen.
Also,
never.
I feel like I intimately know our voices that are going head to head today, and both of them are fantastic.
Yeah.
Hannah Bama and Mia are just the most amazing ladies. And I think both of them are going to hit it out of the park one way or another. So it's going to be a pretty fierce episode. This should be really cool. I want you to call me or text me or call me, beat me if you want to reach me, Will, to let me know who wins, okay? Because I will definitely reach out to that person. We can do something and just like, I don't know, to both of them, really.
Well, don't forget, by the way, that the winner is going to not only get to sign with CESD, not only get $1,000 and flown out to LA, but will be having lunch with us.
Oh, yeah.
Which is awesome. So we'll get a chance to see them. And then they go and meet Sam Riegel and or Mary McGlynn for a directing session, which is going to be very cool, too. So it's going to be a ton of fun. But and here's the thing, and this is 100% genuine. I have no idea who's going to win.
I have no idea.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just don't know. We've got two incredible contestants. Anybody could have an amazing day. Anybody could have an off day. You know, nerves can get to some people. You never know. Equipment problems. You just don't know. It is anybody's game. And I'm super excited. I really am.
Awesome. Well, thank you for, being my partner in this.
Yes, partner in crime. You know that forever. I got your back.
I love that. I've got your back too. So let's just give it up to this episode. This is Christy signing off, but I leave you in good hands, friends.
So there it is. Oh, I'm so sorry. Christy's not actually here for the actual contest day. She so wanted to be, let me tell you, everybody out there. She really, really wanted to be. But with the way, you know, life gets crazy and you can't always control what's going on. So that does not change the fact that we are here at the finals. We've made it from 4,500 down to 2. And of course, we need the best adjudicators. That's a shout out to Christy. The best judges we could possibly find for the last episode. And we needed more than one. So I'm going to introduce these people one at a time and then we'll bring them in because it is a big day today. But before we get there, very quickly, I know Christy thanked everybody in the opening, but I want to just add my own kudos to everybody who helped us out, from our producer, Lorraine, and our engineer, Brian, and iHeart and CESD, Prime Video, everybody Christy mentioned, everybody over there, Critical Role. This has just been an absolute joy and so much fun. So this is going to be a great day that is going to end with giving somebody a start in the entertainment industry in the voiceover world, which I could not be more excited about. This is really quite awesome and emotional and something that I've wanted to do for a very, very long time. So that being said, before I get too sappy, which is certainly possible, I want to introduce our guest judges for the day. We heard her last week and we could not have a double negative. Wow, that's like three knots in a row. Have her back because she is so incredible and is going to be helping to once again direct our young actors on their journey. Andrea Romano will be joining us again today. And also with Andrea Romano, we have one of the most celebrated voiceover actors, friend of the podcast, been here before, one of the coolest guys in the world. Rob Paulson is also going to be joining us. And we are going to get into it because we have Hannah Bama and Mia from Florida coming back together to fight it out. Ooh, it is going to be great. I cannot wait. Let's get into it. Here we go, everybody. Who's going to take away the prize? Let's find out.
Hey, kids.
Hey, it's just kid today, Rob.
Oh, well, okay. Hey, kid. Well, you have so many personalities as a result of your prodigious talent. So,
and yay! Double yay!
Oh, I'm so happy to see you both.
Oh my God, look how beautiful you are. Oh my,
aren't you sweet? I'm so happy to see you, Rob.
Oh, Andrea, I hate to tell you this, but Rob was talking to me.
Okay.
I'm the beautiful one that he
I'm
was
so
just
sorry.
Met.
I just assumed. How dare
yes,
I?
Rob Paulson and Andrea Romano, thank you so much, both of you, for joining us on.
Heck yeah. Heck
the
yeah.
last, the
Heck
la- yeah. the finals of the super awesome contest to become the next big voice actor. It's
what
here.
A huge project you undertook here, and I'm delighted to be a part of it. Thank you for letting me, you know, play at
me
all.
Too. How long have you been working on this, Will? I did this with you like what, 6 months ago or something?
Yeah, it's been a while. So this is we went from 4,500 entries to down to today the final two.
4,500.
Even more people than we auditioned for Animaniacs.
And we listened to all of them. We listened to everybody's audition. And we got it down to the final 16. We've been saying from the beginning, and very quick shout outs to Julia from Virginia, Dylan from Louisiana, Hayden from Washington, Danielle from Tennessee, Matthew from Delaware, Dawid from Illinois, but pronounced David, Mike from Florida, Tatiana from California, Adam from Illinois, Eileen from North Carolina, Alwyn from Florida, Paul from Pennsylvania, Haley from Texas, and Austin from Virginia. Our final 14 that did not, they made it so far from 4,500 to the final 16.
Awesome. They should take pride in having achieved that level. Truly.
Right? They were great.
Absolutely. Be proud.
And for Andrea to give you guys kudos, that's a big, pardon me, deal.
Oh no, I know. Believe me, I know this. And
I
went to her on bended knee and I said, I know you are so enjoying your retirement, but would you please come and direct some
and
young
I
actors?
Jumped at the chance.
Jumped. She chance. Did not even think about it. That's one thing I would like to shout out before we get into our actual game, and I'll explain our game to everybody because the finals are gonna be a little bit different and a little bit crazy. But the voiceover community is one of the most loving, giving, inclusive, talented, you pick the superlative and it fits into our community. And it could not have shown more than with this show and this contest. Every person, I don't think we got a no. And there are some people who couldn't do it due to scheduling, but right. Nobody said, I don't want to be involved. What are you doing giving other actors a chance? It was all, this is amazing. What a wonderful idea. How can I help? What do you need from me? It is the most wonderful community I've ever been associated with, and I'm honored every day to even slightly consider myself a voiceover actor because the men and women that I work with are so much better than me. But it's
I want to say,
incredible.
Will, that a lot of the reason, too, you have to credit, and you may not do this, but one must credit why so many people said yes was because of Will Friedle.
No, amen. It's very sweet. Well,
absolutely
very sweet.
True. You are a delight.
It is a wonderful business to be in with incredible people. And now we're going to get a new person joining our ranks. So the super awesome contest, we are down to Mia from Florida and Hannah from Alabama. And what we are actually going to be doing today is putting it all together. So the first round we did was a round called By the Numbers, where everybody by random number pick got to have a character determined for them and then read a preset number of lines. The second round we did was called Extry Extry Read All About It, and it was all about ad reads. The third round, of course, which Andrea helped us direct, was actually called Get Into the Booth, and you got in there and recorded an actual session the way that we would have done in the booth. Now we're going to put them all together. So in round one, what we are going to be doing is the same way we did last round. We are going to be recording. I am going to be recording with the contestant, and Andrea is going to direct us as if we were in a booth. After the first round, they have to jump immediately with no break into reading the ad read. Then we are going to switch characters. The difference this time is before they get to read their second character, we will once again be playing By the Numbers, and Andrea and Rob will pick random numbers, which will determine how they will read the character the second time around. So it's going to get crazy. We're putting it all together. We're putting them through their paces. Nobody said we were going to make this easy, but we are going to pick, I'm not even going to say the best, because they're both phenomenal contestants. And with that being said, why don't we bring them in one at a time, say hello, tell them what they're going to be doing, and then we will start our fun game. So I think was Mia first? I believe Mia was first.
Hello!
And there's Mia. Welcome
there's Mia.
Back.
Hi, Mia.
Oh, my gosh. Hi.
Oh, Mia. Congratulations on making it to the finals. Andrea Romano will once again be directing you. And our guest actor judge this week is the amazing, redoubtable, which is one of my favorite words ever.
$100 word there, pal.
Rob Ooh. Paulson, who Hi. Will be joining
Hi,
us.
Nice to meet you.
Oh, it's my great pleasure. What a beautiful face you have. My great.
Can you see it with this terrible lighting setup I got going on?
For God's sake, don't be such a stick in the mud. Cheer up.
Well, you were first, so we will be back to you, but we are just going to come and say hello to you. We're now going to say hello to your fellow contestant. It's down to the final two, so we will see what happens. We will be back with you in a second, Mia. Thanks so much. It's great awesome. Seeing you again.
Oh, my goodness. She's precious.
Isn't she great? And as is Hannah from Alabama. Hannah Bama, who she's been called. And there
hello,
she is.
Hello.
Hannah Bama, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are y'all doing?
We're good. How are you feeling today?
You know, I'm here.
You feeling good?
I'm feeling something.
I know. That's great. Channel the energy. Use
that's
it.
That's right. Have fun. That's the most important.
Yes.
No matter what happens today, you are in the final two out of 4,500. Insane.
Okay.
So congratulations. Your fellow contestant was here first, so okay. We will be starting with them, but we will be back to you in a second. You have your script? You have everything?
I have everything.
All Excellent. Right. We'll see you in
back.
A bit. Thank you
so much.
Okay.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a six-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last two decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything. A moment that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these very moments.
The last couple of years has been the hardest season of our marriage for sure. I'm surprised our marriage survived it. I think we both are. I think we both were barely holding on. Nothing compares to how hard this is.
Their stories are full of candor, awe, and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change.
True behavior change is really identity change. Every action you take is a vote for the type of person you wish to become.
Listen to A Slight Change of Plans on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, here we go. It is on, the finals, after we have been here. Let's bring Mia back in, and we are going to start with our scene. Here we go, Mia. So let me explain a little bit about what we're going to do today. I'm going to be reading with you, and we're going to do it exactly like we did last time. We're going to read it just like we do in the booth. We are not going to be reading any of the stage directions. So for everybody listening out there, we will, of course, as we always have, our amazing producer, Lorraine, puts up the scripts for everybody on Instagram so you can read along and find out what's going on. But to just kind of give everybody a quick little breakdown so you know what's going on, we are going to be starting in a candy factory. It is the candy factory at night. We push in on a giant barrel that says Rejects, Candy for Destruction, and two different pieces of candy are going to come up and have a little scene and a conversation. So other than that, Mia, we are not going to give any more direction the first time around. Here's the other thing that is going to differ from the last time. Oh. When we are finished with the scene, without any break, without anything, I mean, you can take a breath, obviously, but you are going to go right into the commercial read. So you're going to finish your scene and then essentially imagine that you are watching a cartoon and we go right to a commercial and you are also the voiceover actor reading for the commercial. So we won't give you, we're not going to give you any notes to start with. We are just going to jump in and go from there. You will be playing Sammy and I will be playing Albert.
All right.
So here we go. Andrea, on your cue, please.
We are at the top of the script, ready, and we're rolling.
The coast is clear.
Shh, keep your voice down. Do you want to get us caught?
Sorry.
Yelling is the opposite of keeping your voice down.
Oh, opposite means chocolate flavored.
No, it doesn't. I've told you that 100 times.
Have you? I don't remember that. Oh, wait. Yeah, no, still don't remember. Sorry. Hey, Sammy, why are we escaping again?
Because, for some crazy reason, we are relegated to the reject pile. And if we don't get out of here, they're going to melt us down.
Oh, that sounds bad. It's bad, right?
Yes, Albert. It's bad.
Hey, am I as good an escaper as you?
Well, seeing as we haven't actually escaped yet, I'm thinking no.
Oh, yeah. I keep forgetting that you have to escape first to actually be a good escaper. Am I always forgetting stuff like this because my head got smushed?
I'm guessing that's only a small part of it.
Now, why are you in the bad bin, Sammy? You're so pretty.
Oh, I am, Albert. I am the prettiest fish that this factory has ever made. The prettiest fish that has ever been made. But none of that matters when the world you were caught... Pardon? I am, Albert. I am the prettiest fish that this factory has ever made. The prettiest fish that has ever been made. But none of that matters when the world you were brought into is a cesspool of awfulness, covered in even more awfulness, and then dipped in nuts that have been sprayed with...
Sprinkles!
No! More awfulness!
Well, then why are you in the bin?
I overheard some of the workers talking. Apparently, something went wrong with my recipe.
Oh, no!
Yeah, I'm too sour. Stupid jerks.
I don't think that's true, Sammy. You're a little sour.
It's because of this place! You just wait until I get out of here. I'm gonna be the sweetest fish you've ever met.
Why would you be Swedish?
Sweetest fist, not Swedish. Are you trying to get us sued?
Oh, sorry. So, well, what do we do next?
First, we have to get down from this bin. Next, we have to make it across the factory floor. Then we have to open that big door by that loading dock. And lastly, we have to make our way to the city, where we'll find jobs and a studio apartment. I'm okay if the closet isn't that big, but I'm going to have to insist on a washer and dryer. That's got to be a deal breaker for me.
Right, right. So first we have to get past that big dog.
No, first we have to go... Were you even listening?
Nah, I was looking at the really big dog.
The what?
Just because I have a small apartment, that doesn't mean that I have a small appetite. And just because my building frowns on indoor open flames or dangerous levels of carbon monoxide, that doesn't mean that I don't need to occasionally throw down some meat and grill, grill, grill! Well, with Blever's new indoor smokeless grill, I can live like a carnivore and not worry about turning the place down or killing my neighbors with dangerous poisonous gas, you know. Using patented fire stuff technology, Blever has taken all of the heat and smoke of a real fire and made it relatively safe for indoor use. Now I can cook my meat by my bed, and the only thing I'll have to worry about is my alarmingly high cholesterol level. Blever's indoor smokeless grills. Be a hunter again! Blever's grills are not certified for use in apartment buildings or outdoors. Not suitable for most meats, vegetables, or some cheeses. Not legal in California or New Mexico.
Yeah!
So fun!
That was so much
fun! I love that!
I'm going to throw it to our expert panel. Any notes that we can think about for the next time we come around?
I do have a few, and then Rob, if you have some thoughts, I'd love to man first. Thank you. Really, really good, Mia. Really good. I love the fact that you used your sweet voice, your youthful, young, cutesy, cartoony, if you will, voice for this character. They talk about it as you read in the stage directs and stuff, sour, 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 and they, you know, she scowls and stuff. I'm wondering if we can't find a way to keep that sweet voice, but make her somewhat meaner. Do you know what I mean? Fight that sweet voice and make her, she is sour, she is bitter, she is cranky. And so it seems to be almost at the very beginning, and again, well, really funny copy.
Oh, thank you.
So he's going to give you a nice big entrance, right? The coast is clear. You say, shh, keep your voice down. And then what does he do? The opposite. Sorry. And then I would love to see you use that next line, which I'll call line four, yelling is the opposite of keeping your voice down. A much more forced whisper. So it is still a whisper, but it's loud and it's angry. So you guys, can we just run those first four lines again?
Would that be
okay? Do you understand that note, Mia? Do you understand what I'm asking?
Yes, I have.
Okay, let's just try with that a little bit.
All right.
Ready?
When you're ready, we're rolling.
The coast is clear.
Shh, keep your voice down. Do you want to get us caught?
Sorry!
Yelling is the opposite of keeping your voice down.
That's it. That's exactly what I was talking about.
Awesome.
That's a much better entrance. That sets the scene so much better. Thank you.
Okay.
And then I had one other note. I want to go over to page two, the big speech at the I am Albert. I'm the prettiest fish that this factory has ever made. And there I want to play with that anger, bitter, sourness as well.
Okay.
Just it's a nice big block for you to play with. Will you just give me a pick up there at line? I called it line 18 to have a number for it, but whenever you're ready.
Yeah. Can I ask a question about it really quick?
Of course.
Please. Awesome. Okay. So do you want me to start off kind of full of herself and then get more cranky as she goes down or
I'll tell you what I want to do.
Okay.
Rob, I want you to, not Rob, excuse me.
I've already been recast.
Look, I want you to read her in with line, why are you in the bin? Why are you in the bin, Sammy? You're so pretty. And I want you to respond, Mia. So he's going to read you in three times. Each time I want you to respond with just, I am Albert, three different ways.
Okay.
Keeping that note in mind, but maybe you want to start small, bitter, bigger, bitter, larger, bitter, three different, completely different versions. And then we'll make a decision as to how to do the rest of it. Okay, we'll read her in when you're ready.
Why are you in the bad bin, Sammy? You're so pretty.
I am Albert. I am Albert. I am Albert.
Okay, all those were kind of sweet.
Yeah,
I want to get a little bit more
too.
Of that. You know, a little bit more of that. I'm so angry about this is your subtext. Okay, and I want him to read you in all three times. So I want him to read it. Then you're going to read it. He's going to read. You're going to read.
Gotcha.
I got it. Okay.
Again.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Why are you in the bad bin, Sammy? You're so pretty.
I am Albert.
Why are you in the bad bin, then, Sammy? I mean, you're so pretty.
I am, Albert.
Why are you in the bad bin, Sammy? You're so pretty.
I am, Albert.
Very nice. All three valid versions of how to start that. So Now use that last one. I am Albert. It's almost a clenched jaw.
Kind of like, I was getting like kind of like depresso, like, oh, you're right. I am God. I don't know.
Well, I kind of like the deep angry, like, I'm so angry. I'm trying not to yell at you because it's not really your fault, but I'm so angry. I don't belong here. So, yes. And what I want to do is some kind of build that happens in the script. Okay.
Ooh, right. Yeah.
Run that little section again, just from, I'll read it in one more time, Will, if you
would. You got it.
Run the whole line.
Okay.
Why are you in the bad bin, Sammy? You're so pretty.
I am, Albert. I am the prettiest fish that this factory has ever made. The prettiest fish that has ever been made. But none of that matters when the world you are brought into is a cesspool of awfulness covered in even more awfulness. And then dipped in nuts that have been sprayed with...
Sprinkles!
Very good. That was very good. That was much more interesting. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, you know, I loved it so much more. Thank you.
My pleasure entirely. That's all I have. I want to talk about the commercial separately, if I may.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Rob, do you have notes for her for the body of the speech?
No, I just have some stuff about the commercial. And
okay.
Go ahead.
And you know, why don't you take the commercial?
I did okay, fair enough. Really lovely, Mia. Really. On the commercial, I would love to hear you do it just as though you were talking about Ozempic, like I've really lowered my A1C. And the copy obviously is written in such a way that it draws attention to itself because it's all absurd. So I would like to have you read it in a very matter-of-fact way, with absolutely 100% belief in what you're saying. Don't play the comedy of the words. They're funny the way they're written and they're absurd.
All right.
So just try that.
Okay. Just because I have a small apartment, that doesn't mean that I have a small appetite. And just because my building frowns on indoor open flames or dangerous levels of carbon monoxide, that doesn't mean that I don't need to occasionally throw down some meat and grill, grill, grill. Well, with Blever's new indoor smokeless grill, I can live like a carnivore and not worry about burning the place down or killing my neighbors with dangerous poison gas. Using potential fire stuff technology, Blevers has taken all of the heat and smoke of a real fire and made it relatively safe for indoor use. Now I can cook my meat by my bed, and the only thing I'll have to worry about is my alarmingly high cholesterol level. Blevers Indoor Smokeless Grills. Be a hunter again! Blevers grills are not certified for use in most apartment buildings or outdoors. Not suitable for meats, vegetables, or some cheeses. Not legal in California or New Mexico.
Very good. You're, nice. You're blowing through the legal copy is great.
Exactly.
Don't be afraid to take some chances. Conversational and colloquial. Try that.
Okay. Hey, just because I have a small apartment, that doesn't mean that I have a small appetite. And just because my building frowns on indoor open flames or dangerous levels of carbon monoxide, that doesn't mean that I don't need to occasionally throw down some meat and grill, grill, grill. Well, with Blever's new indoor smokeless grill, I can live like a carnivore and not worry about burning the place down or killing my neighbors with dangerous poisonous gas. Using patented fire stuff technology, Blever's has taken all of the heat and smoke of a real fire and made it relatively safe for indoor use. Now, I can cook my meat by my bed. And the only thing I'll have to worry about is my alarmingly high cholesterol level. Blever's Indoor Smokeless Grills. Be a hunter again.
When you go to Blever's has taken all of the heat and smoke of real fire and made it, give yourself a beat before relatively safe and made it, you know, however you would like to, however you would like to. You're aware, you're not stupid. You're aware that it is lethal. But and so instead of saying kind of lethal, you're saying it's relatively safe, you know what I mean? Pick it up, if you would, from just to go from using patented fire stuff through for indoor use.
Using patented fire stuff technology, Blevers has taken all of the heat and smoke of real fire and made it relatively safe for indoor use.
Great. Great run, Mia.
Thank you.
I can't get enough of your smile. God, this is not... Leave some for the other girls, will you?
Thank you, Mia. We will be right back with you.
Thank you.
Well done.
If we're being, you know, we've got to start nitpicking is the problem. Her
VO work, her animation work is better so far than her ad reads.
Correct.
And it's also, I mean, exactly what you were showing, what you're both showing is one of the things that we're looking for. We've said is somebody who they're going to win today. They could be in the booth tomorrow. And one of the things you have to do when you get ad copy or a script is find those moments. You have to find those beats. And there's not always going to be a great director or a great actor there that's going to point them out to you. So that's another thing we're looking for, is somebody who's taking those moments and finding those beats and and taking the direction. So, well, let's go see what Hannah Bama has.
Okay.
Hey, Hannah.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm here.
All right. So what we're going to be doing is the first go around.
Okay.
We are not going to say anything. We're just going to let you go through the script. I'm going to be playing Albert. You're going to be playing Sammy.
Yep.
And there's going to be the one difference here is there's going to be no break between the two. So you're going to get through, we're going to get through the scene and you can take a breath and then you're going to go right into the ad read. So it's like
Perfect.
You're reading the copy for your own television show.
Perfect.
if that's cool. And we won't be reading, like last time, we won't be reading any of the stage direction. We're going to do it straight up like an old radio play, like we would be recording in a booth.
Perfect.
You good?
I'm good.
All right. So here we go. Andrea, if you would, get us started.
Albert, we're going to start at line one with Albert. When you're ready, we are rolling.
The coast is clear.
Shh. Calm down. Do you want us to get caught?
Sorry.
Oh, yelling is the opposite of keeping your voice down.
Opposite means chocolate flavored.
Oh, no, it doesn't. I've told you that 100 times.
Have you? I don't remember that. Oh, wait. Nope. Still don't remember.
Ugh.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sammy, why are we escaping again?
Because for some crazy reason, we were relegated to the reject pile. And if we don't get out of here, they're going to melt us down.
That sounds bad. It's bad, right?
Yes, Albert. It's bad.
Oh. Am I as good an escaper as you?
Well, seeing as we actually haven't escaped yet, I'm thinking no.
Oh, yeah. I keep forgetting that you have to escape first to actually be a good escaper. Am I always forgetting stuff like this because my head got smushed?
I'm guessing that's only a small part of it.
Why are you in the bad bin, Sammy? I mean, you're so pretty.
Oh, I am, Albert. I am the prettiest fish that this factory has ever made. The prettiest fish that has ever been made. But none of that matters when the world you were brought into is a cesspool of awfulness. Covered in even more awfulness. Dicked in nuts and sprayed with...
Sprinkles!
No, you don't have awfulness.
Oh. Well, then why are you in the bin?
I overheard some workers talking. Apparently something went wrong with my recipe.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm too sour. Stupid jerks.
I really don't think that's true, Sammy. Ooh, you're a little sour.
This place. You just wait till I get out of here. I'm going to be the sweetest fish you've ever met.
Why would you be Swedish?
Sweet test fish, not Swedish. Are you trying to get us sued?
Okay, so what do we do next?
Okay. First, we have to get down from the spin. Next, we have to make it across the factory floor. Then we have to open the big door by the loading dock. And lastly, when we make our way to the city, we'll find jobs in a studio apartment. And I'm okay if the closet isn't that big, but I'm going to have to insist on a washer and dryer. That's going to be a deal breaker for me.
Right, right. So first we have to get past that big dog.
No, first we have to... Oh, were you even listening?
Yeah, I was looking at the big dog.
What?
Right.
Just because I have a small apartment, that doesn't mean I have a small appetite. And just because my building frowns on indoor open flames and dangerous levels of carbon monoxide, that doesn't mean that I don't need to occasionally throw down some meat and grill, grill, grill. Well, with Blever's new indoor smokeless grills, I can live like a carnivore and not worry about burning the place down or killing my neighbors with dangerous poison gas. Using patented Firestuff technology, Blever's has taken all the heat and smoke of real fire and made it relatively safe for indoor use. Now I can cook my meat by my bed, and the only thing I have to worry about is my alarmingly high cholesterol level. Blevers Indoor Smokeless Grills. Be a hunter again. Blevers Grills are not certified for most use in apartment buildings or outdoors. Not suitable for most meats, vegetables, or some cheeses. Not legal in California or New Mexico.
Yay!
Thank you.
That was great, Hannah. Man, you just changed on a dime, kid. That was the first Sammy was nothing like the lady who likes to cook meat by her bed. Forgive me for jumping in, Drea. I was so impressed by you. Literally did take what, a beat and a half and just boom, and it was just lovely.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I wanted to steal with a couple of lines from the first part of the copy, okay?
Sure.
We had a little technical, maybe you guys didn't have the same technical problems, but at the very top of the copy, there were several words of yours that just plain dropped out.
I did. Today, for the first time, Hannah, which you've never done before, you're spiking, which is strange. Really?
You know, as it went on, Will, it didn't
happen.
It
did. It got better. Well, it's what we were noticing earlier in the competition is when people got higher in their registers with certain types of microphone, especially with more people on a Zoom, it would compress. So it would spike. We're gonna try not to hold that against you.
Can we run the beginning again, the first part of the scene, just so I can hear it clearer?
Yeah,
I do have a specific note about it, which is keep your voice down. Do you want to get caught? Sorry. Yelling is, I mean, really, he's an idiot. Friends, but he's clearly an idiot.
Okay.
And I think if this character, if I'm reading it correctly as the author intended, she's sour. She's meant to be sour.
Right.
She's supposed to be. So I'd like to hear some of that in her performance, too.
Okay.
She's even angry at him, even though he's kind of her friend.
Ready?
Yes.
Hannah, you good? All right. When you're ready, Will, we're rolling.
The coast is clear.
Shh. Keep your voice down. Do you want us to get caught?
Sorry.
Yelling is the opposite of keeping your voice down.
Opposite means chocolate flavored.
No, it doesn't. I've told you that 100 times.
Have you? I don't remember that. Oh, wait. No, I still don't remember. I'm sorry.
That's good.
Okay.
That's what I just needed to hear it, Hannah. Very good. Okay. Starting with Sammy saying, because for some crazy reason we are relegated to the reject pile. For me, it starts on page 2.
Yes.
And I just want to run like the next 3 or 4 lines, Will, if you'd read that with her. I need to get a little bit of urgency, Hannah, if we don't get out of here, we're going to get melted down. Right now, it was just kind of informational, but there wasn't really much context as to how do you feel about that.
Yeah.
So let me hear the urgency about that.
Okay.
And again, when we get to yes, Albert, it's bad, a little more impatience with what an idiot he is.
Okay.
Okay. So starting from, Will, why don't you read in with, sorry, Sammy, why aren't we escaping?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. You're ready. We're rolling.
Sorry. Sammy, why are we escaping again?
Because for some crazy reason, we were relegated to the reject pile. And if we don't get out of here, they're going to melt us down.
That sounds bad. It's bad, right?
Yes, Albert, it's bad.
That's it. Much better. Mom, did you want to give her any other notes on the...
No, just because I'm having so much fun with this. I'd like to try that little paragraph where Sammy scowls after he says, "Why are you in the bad bean, Sammy? You're so pretty." And you, I would like you to start out being a little more morose. Look for places where you can actually add a different punctuation. You can end a sentence not necessarily where it is. You can, it's like it's authentic thinking out loud. So just try that.
Okay.
All right. So I'll read you in. Here we go.
Perfect.
Why are you in the bad bin, Sammy? You're so pretty.
Albert. I'm the prettiest fish this factory has ever made. The prettiest fish that has ever been made. But none of that matters when the world you're brought into is a cesspool filled with awfulness, covered in even more awfulness, and dipped in nuts that have been sprayed with...
Sprinkles!
Oh, no, more awfulness.
Great. Try it one more time. The first line, you're so pretty. And that can be very matter of fact. Like, oh yeah, I know that.
Okay.
So just try that.
Sure.
Okay, ready?
Yes.
Why are you in the bad bin, Sammy? You're so pretty.
I am, Albert. I am the prettiest fish that this factory has ever made. The prettiest fish that has ever been made. But none of that matters when the world you were brought into is a cesspool full of... is a cesspool of awfulness, covered with even more awfulness than dipped in nuts that have been sprayed with...
Sprinkles!
Ugh, no more awfulness!
Great. Thank you very much. That was really lovely. Really good, Hannah.
Thank you so much.
We will be right back with you.
Thank you.
So it's tough because I think Mia was better with the VO, and I think that Hannah was better with the ad read.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. Yep.
At the end of the day, I at least that first round, I think Mia found more beats than Hannah did.
Agreed.
In the animation portion.
Agreed.
And thus equated to better acting, frankly, in the first round.
Agreed.
But then you get to the ad read where a lot of actors make a fortune and do a great job, and Hannah was really good.
She definitely, in this small snippet, appeared to be a little more versatile. And I know Andrea's very used to this. In fact, this is a good question, Andrea. How do you figure in nerves to a read with a young actor who's going, oh my God, I really need this job?
Yeah, great question.
It's an excellent question. And what I try to do is get them out of their own heads.
Yeah.
So that they're not thinking about it anymore. And so you'll give whatever note, let them run it. And it's organic, and it has to happen at the time with each individual actor, what they respond to. And sometimes it's just as simple as asking them to step back from the microphone, shake it out, you know, reach, touch your toes, come back up, start again, we're rolling. And, what I do as much as possible is just encourage them.
Yes.
So just be as encouraging as possible. So, you know what? There's nothing that you can do here that's wrong.
Yes.
We just want to hear you act. We just want to hear you do this stuff. We're here. We want you to do well.
Yeah.
So, you know, what can I do to help you? So sometimes giving them that option. What can I tell you? What can I do for you that will make, that will get, help you?
And
that it's an interesting thing. I mean, I remember Chuck McCann. Remember Chuck McCann?
Oh, sure.
The man, I remember him falling into a flop sweat in an audition for me.
Jeez.
An established, successful actor just losing it because he was so nervous. He wanted this role so much. And I had to get him out of his head. I had to pull him away. Give him a towel to dry off and Chuck, I love you. Have fun.
Yeah.
So everything has to be dealt with differently, Rob. It's a really good question.
But
she definitely had a nervous issue. She did.
She did. Yeah. And it's the first time I've seen it. She's been ice cold this entire competition. I mean, really this entire competition, at least to the point where she's been hiding it very well, because I'm sure she was nervous. We all get nervous. I got nervous yesterday driving to my job.
Right.
I mean, it happens all the time. So, but she hid it very well until today, where you really kind of see it. But again, we're stewing these people. I mean, right now they're all sitting there in the quiet in their Zoom in their rooms, wondering what's going to happen. Your nerves are getting the better of you. So yeah, it's an interesting question. But with that said, let's make it even more difficult on them and bring them back in. I would, since you are our guest actor judge today, Rob, I'm going to use the beautiful Ryder Strong from Boy Meets World's head. As the coin of the day. So Mia is Ryder's middle part, and Hannah is the back here. Can you tell me heads or tails? Heads or tails to who goes first for the next round.
Okay. Tails.
It is heads. I once again have to look at Ryder Strong's stupid face all the time. So let's bring Mia in. Hi, Mia.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Thank you for being so patient.
Oh, of course.
We know it's crazy. So here's what we'd like to do. I think we told you a little bit. We're going to switch roles.
Yes.
You're now going to be Albert, and I am going to be Sammy. But we are going to have Rob and Andrea pick the character you're going to do. So, Rob, if you would, please, sir, can you give me a number between 1 and 6?
4.
Andrea, could you give me a number between 1 and 12?
11.
Rob, a number between 1 and 7?
2.
And Andrea, please, if you would, to finish it off, a number between 1 and 11?
6.
Okay. So,
okay,
Mia, you are going to be reading this character as a small,
merperson.
Oh.
You are 5 years old.
Baby.
And the love of your life has just left you.
No! Not the five-year-old!
Exactly.
What's wrong?
So once again, we are combining all games. So you are a small merperson who is 5 years old and the love of your life just left you. And that is your character as you are Albert.
All righty.
The coast is clear.
Shh, keep your voice down. You want to get us caught?
Sorry.
Yelling is the opposite of keeping your voice down.
Opposite means chocolate flavored.
No, it doesn't. I've told you that 100 times.
Have you? I don't remember that. Wait. Nope, still don't remember. Sorry, Sammy. Why are we escaping again?
Oh, because for some crazy reason, we are relegated to the reject pile. And if we don't get out of here, they're gonna melt us down.
That sounds bad. It's bad, right?
Yes, Albert. It's bad.
Am I as good an escaper as you?
Well, seeing as we haven't actually escaped yet, I'm thinking no.
Oh, yeah. I keep forgetting that you have to escape first to actually be a good escaper. Am I always forgetting stuff like this because my head got smooshed?
I'm guessing that's only a small part of it.
Why are you in the bad bin, Sammy? You're so pretty.
I am, Albert. I'm the prettiest fish this factory's ever made. The prettiest fish that has ever been made. But none of that matters when the world you're brought into is a cesspool of awfulness, covered in even more awfulness, and then dipped in nuts that have been sprayed with...
Sprinkles!
No! More awfulness.
Oh. Then why are you in the bin?
I overheard some of the workers talking. Apparently, something went wrong with my recipe.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm too sour. Stupid jerks.
I don't think that's true, Sammy. Yeah, maybe a little sour.
Yeah. It's because of this place. You just wait till I get out of here. I'm gonna be the sweetest fish you've ever met.
Why would you be Swedish?
Da-da-da! Sweetest fish, not Swedish. What, are you trying to get us sued?
Well, what do we do next?
All right, first, we have to get down from this bin. Next, we have to make it across the factory floor. Then we have to open that big door by the loading dock. And lastly, we have to make our way to the city where we'll find jobs in a studio apartment. I'm okay if the closet isn't that big, but I'm going to insist on a washer dryer. It's going to be my deal breaker.
Right. Okay. So, first we have to get past that big dock?
What? Big? No. First we have to... Were you even listening?
Nuh-uh. I was looking at the big dog.
The big what?
Oh my god.
That was the cutest thing I ever heard in my life.
That was really, really good.
That was really good.
Since we're here, do we want to do the ad copy in some new kind of way? Do you just want to take a swing doing something where Rob, can you think of just a whole new kind of way to read the ad copy?
Tweak the copy to make it as though you are the spokesperson, but you're a grill expert, a cooking expert, so that there will be a little bit more kind of officiousness to your read, a little bit more like you're an expert on this. See what you can do with that. It's a good thing I don't direct.
I haven't really spoken up at all because I have two people that are far more qualified than I am here. But everything we've done today, as great as it's been, has all been in kind of the same register.
Yes.
I would love to hear if you could just lower it a little bit. I would like to hear a different tone from you. You don't have to go crazy. You don't have to go growly, but just something a little less little girl. Just for one ad read to see where that lands kind of in your register.
I was going to suggest that same thing.
Oh.
And if I can articulate it in just a slightly different way for you.
A better way is what she's saying, because she does this for a living.
There's
a reason she has Emmys and I don't even know anyone named Emmy.
Here's the thing. I want you to use the lowest part of your voice where it's the lowest and the deepest and most comfortable without forcing it at all. So you're not pushing it down here. You're just finding, so even if you were to sing la, 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 that's already, that's pushing it. So la, 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 I'm comfortable here. I could speak in this voice. So find a pitch, a placement where it's comfortable, but the deepest part of your range without forcing it.
Okay. You know, just because I have a small apartment, that doesn't mean that I have a small appetite. And hey, just because my building frowns on indoor open flames or dangerous levels of carbon monoxide, that doesn't mean that I don't need to occasionally throw down some meat and grill, grill, grill. Well, with Blubber's new indoor smokeless grill, I can't... Pardon? Well, with Blubber's new indoor smokeless grill, I can live like a carnivore and not worry about burning the blaze down or killing my neighbors with dangerous poisonous gas. Using patented fire-stuff technology, Blubber has taken all of the heat and smoke of real-life fire and made it relatively safe for indoor use. Now, I can cook my meat by my bed, and the only thing I'll have to worry about is my alarmingly high cholesterol level. But that's nothing new. Blubber's indoor smokeless grills. Be a hunter again. Blubber's grills are not certified for use in most apartment buildings or outdoors. Not suitable for most meats, vegetables, or some cheeses. Not legal in California or New Mexico.
That was great.
Really nice.
Thank you.
What adjustment you made.
Yeah. A great adjustment, and it was a lot different from the last time.
A lot.
Awesome.
A lot.
All right. We will be back with you. Thank you, Mia.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, that was a great note you gave, Rob.
Oh, good.
Awesome.
That was remarkably better.
Her also the scene. Her five-year-old and her acting and the moment she was fine. We didn't even talk about that. She killed that. You know how why I noticed it the most is because she was making me better.
Yeah,
I was playing off of her as much as she was playing off of me, and I was finding beats I hadn't done before. It was that was great. So
what a great remark.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a six-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last two decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything. A moment that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these very moments.
The last couple of years has been the hardest season of our marriage, for sure. I'm surprised our marriage survived it. I think we both are. I think we both were barely holding on. Nothing compares to how hard this is.
Their stories are full of candor, awe, and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change.
True behavior change is really identity change. Every action you take is a vote for the type of person you wish to become.
Listen to A Slight Change of Plans on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, okay, let's bring Hannah in.
Great.
and see what we can do there. Hey, Hannah.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm well.
Here's what we're going to do.
Yes, sir.
We are going to switch characters like we did last time, but we are going to play by the numbers, and Andrea and Rob are going to create the character for you.
Oh, okay.
Is what's going to happen. So if you would please, Mr. Paulson, a number between 1 and 6.
5.
Andrea, a number between 1 and 12.
4.
Rob, a number between 1 and 7.
7.
And finally, Andrea, a number between 1 and 11.
10.
Okay. So, Hannah Bama, you are a tiny racehorse.
Tiny racehorse.
Wait a second. Let me make sure I have this right. Yes, you are a tiny racehorse. That is correct. You are 95 years old.
Wow.
And you are afraid of your own shadow. This is a tough round here.
Why you do this to me?
Are you ready to give it a pass?
Sure.
All right, let's Andrea, go. At your pleasure.
Yes, absolutely. When you are ready, we'll start from the top, and we're rolling.
The coast is clear.
Shh, keep your voice down. You want to get us caught?
Yes, so?
Yelling is the opposite of keeping your voice down.
Opposite means chocolate flavored.
No, it doesn't. I've told you that 100 times.
Have you? I don't remember that. Oh, wait. Nope. Don't remember. sorry. Sammy, why are we escaping again?
Oh, because for some crazy reason, we are relegated to the reject pile. And if we don't get out of here, they're going to melt us down.
That sounds bad. It's bad, right?
Yes, Albert. It's bad.
Oh, well, am I as good as an escaper as you are?
Well, seeing as we haven't actually escaped yet, I'm thinking no.
Oh, yeah. I keep forgetting that you actually have to escape first to actually be a good escaper. Am I always forgetting stuff like this? Because my head is smushed.
I'm guessing that's only a small part of it.
Well, yeah. Why are you in the bad bin, Sammy? You're so pretty.
Yes, I am, Albert. I am the prettiest fish that this factory has ever made. The prettiest fish that's ever been made. But none of that matters when the world you were brought into is a cesspool of awfulness, covered in even more awfulness, and then dipped in nuts and sprayed with...
Sprinkles, bingo!
More awfulness there.
Oh, then why are you in the bin?
I overheard some of the workers talking. Apparently, something went wrong with my recipe.
Oh, no!
Yep, I'm too sour, stupid jerks.
Well, I don't think that's true, Sammy. You're a little sour.
Yeah, it's because of this place! You just wait till I get out of here. I'm going to be the sweetest fish you've ever met.
Why would you be sweetish?
Sweet, sweetish fish, not sweetish. You trying to get us sued?
Maybe. Well, what do we do next?
Well, first we have to get down from this bin. Next, we have to make it across the factory floor. Then we have to open that big door by the loading dock. And lastly, we have to make our way to the city where we'll find jobs in a studio apartment. I'm okay if the closet isn't that big. I'm going to insist on a washer-dryer, though. That's going to be a deal-breaker for me.
Right. All right. So first, we just have to race past that big dog.
No, first we have to get... Were you even listening?
Nah. I was just looking at the big dog over there.
What the whoa?
That's great. Before anybody gives any notes, I want to do one more with a different character for you.
Okay.
I want one that I want to hear something more in your natural register.
Okay.
And just go through the scene acting wise.
Okay.
So I want to keep the horse if you want to keep the horse. Okay. But let's What would you say your natural age would be voice-wise? 20? 18?
Between, yeah, 20.
That voice, right there. Your talking voice right there. I want to do that. I want to get one clean take. Your mic is acting up a little bit at times. I also think you're a little bit in your head about trying to keep the voice right, the age right. It's a lot. And I want to make sure we get a great take with you with just your natural register and going through there. So you can keep all of the, you know, if you want to keep some of the affectations of being the horse or you want to keep afraid of your own shadow, that's fine. But I want to keep it in your natural register. I want to see what that's like, if that's cool. Andrea, Rob,
sure.
Is that?
Sure. Of course. Why not?
And then we'll just run through it once again real quick like that.
Sure.
Great.
Does that work for you?
Sure.
All right, cool. So whenever you want to go, and again, I would say pick the character, but keep it in your register and let's see what happens.
Okay.
All right.
When you're ready, we're rolling.
The coast is clear.
Shh. Keep your voice down. You want to get us caught?
Sorry.
Yelling is the opposite of keeping your voice down.
Opposite means chocolate flavored.
No, it doesn't. I've told you that 100 times.
Have you? I don't remember that. Oh, wait. Nope. Still don't remember. Sorry, Sammy. Why are we escaping again?
Because for some crazy reason, we are relegated to the reject pile. And if we don't get out of here, they're gonna melt us down.
Oh, that sounds bad. That's bad, right?
Yes, Albert. It's bad.
Well, am I as good of an escaper as you?
Well, seeing as we haven't actually escaped yet, I'm thinking no.
Oh, yeah. I keep forgetting that you actually have to escape first to actually be a good escaper. Am I always forgetting stuff like this because my head got smushed?
I'm guessing that's only a small part of it.
Well, then why are you in the bad bin, Sammy? You're so pretty.
Yes, I am, Albert. I am the prettiest fish that this factory has ever made. The prettiest fish that's ever been made. But none of that matters when the world you brought into is a cesspool of awfulness, covered in even more awfulness, and then dipped in nuts, and then sprayed with...
sprinkles!
No! More awfulness.
Oh. Then why are you in the bin?
I overheard some of the workers talking. Apparently, something went wrong with my recipe.
Oh, no!
Yeah. I'm too sour, stupid jerks.
Well, I don't think that's true, Sammy.
Well, sour?
It's just because of this place. You just wait till I get out of here. I'm going to be the sweetest fish you've ever met.
Why would you want to be Swedish?
Yeah, sweetish fish, not Swedish. Are you trying to get us sued?
Oh, well, what do we do next?
Okay, I have it figured out. First, we have to get down from the bin. Next, we have to make it across the factory floor. Then we have to open that big door by the loading dock. And lastly, we have to make our way to the city where we'll find jobs in a studio apartment. I'm okay if the closet isn't that big, but I'm going to insist on a washer dryer. It's going to be a deal breaker for me.
Right. Right. So first, we have to get past the big dog.
No. First, we have... Were you even listening?
Nuh-uh. I was looking at the big puppy.
What big puppy?
Well, that was great.
Very good.
Yeah, well, I wanted to just hear it in your natural register.
Thank you.
That was really lovely and totally natural. It was great.
Do you want to do something with the commercial? With the ad copy?
Oh, did you want me to do that again?
We're debating. We're seeing which. I think we should. Let's have you run through it again.
Sure.
Ideas, Andrea, Rob, anything different for the commercial?
I do, because we got such a good version of this the first time you went through it, Hannah.
Yes.
And you can just kind of rest on your laurels for that.
Yeah.
It's just fine. So just to play and give you something different to do.
Sure.
Let's find a character for this. So we're imagining this. Here's what I'm picturing. A motorcycle gang mall.
Okay.
A tough broad. You know, she's really kind of tough. She's got tattoos all over and piercings everywhere. And she's used to being around a really tough element and everything. So let that be a placement for you to find for the voice.
Okay.
And then there's one other thing I want to deal with. And I don't know how you guys deal with this when you work on it, but I found that when I was teaching, oftentimes people had a hard time getting into commercial copy, getting it started, because decided who they were talking to in their minds. The actor was just thinking, I'm doing a commercial. I'm talking to the entire audience. That doesn't necessarily help the actor. I think for your performance, you need to decide who you're talking to. So maybe it's your boyfriend. Maybe it's your boyfriend. Okay. Your motorcycle gang boyfriend. And he's just said, gosh, your apartment's so small. That's what he has just said to you before you start this copy. So okay. I'm going to read you into it, and then you're going to dive in and read the rest of the copy, okay?
All right.
Okay? I'm your really tough, nasty boyfriend biker guy.
That's perfect.
Jeez, your apartment is so small.
Hey, just because I have a small apartment, that doesn't mean I have a small appetite. And just because my building frowns on indoor open flames or dangerous levels of carbon monoxide, that doesn't mean I don't need to occasionally throw down some meat and grill. So, with Blever's new indoor smokeless grill, I can live like a carnivore and not worry about burning the place down or killing my neighbors with dangerous poison gas. Using patented fire stuff technology, Blever's has taken all of the heat and smoke of real fire and made it relatively safe for indoor use. So now I can cook my meat by my bed, and the only thing I have to worry about is my alarmingly high cholesterol level. Blever's Indoor Smokeless Grills. Be a hunter again. Blever's grills are not certified for most apartment buildings or outdoors, not suitable for most meats, vegetables, or some cheeses, not legal in California or New Mexico.
Nice.
It's really good.
That was great.
It's really good.
Thank you so much, Hannah. We will be back with you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well done. So interesting, this process.
It's nuts, isn't it?
Interesting, yes, because you're trying to judge a whole bunch of different stuff. You've had a lot more time with both these gals, so you know them a little better than.
Well, that's it. I mean, this is the thing. I think, you know, we have so many different versions of the voiceover actor. I mean, again, I can see Hannah. I frankly think Hannah did not do great with some of the acting choices today, which is rare because she was killing it before. But her ad reads were great. I can easily see her taking some acting classes and maybe getting a little bit more comfortable in her skin when it comes to the actual acting portion. But in the meantime, reading ad copies all over the place and doing very well. I thought Mia's had two great days. Seeing the direction that she was taking, the choices that she was making, owning everything she did, and then switching. I thought her weakest part by far was the ad copy, and then I thought she did great with the ad copy the last time.
Right.
So it's tough. I mean, we've said we thought our top 16, all the top 16 could have been signed. Yeah. And you know, could have found a career. So the last two, down to the last two, are, you know, we hope the two best that we had. And of course, I'm sure some people were great and had bad days. It happens.
Exactly.
You know, so you don't know who just left and went, ah, damn it, I had the worst day ever. We all have them. You know, that being said, we're now nitpicking. And I personally, not to start it, but I personally think Mia had the better day.
I do too. Yeah. And just as you said, we all have bad days. You know, on another day, it might have been just the
absolutely
opposite.
Absolutely.
But we have a finite, you know, what we can choose from. And what we saw today, based on that, I think Mia's the stronger contender.
Here's the other thing, just before you jump in, Rob, just for both of you to know, because we have been with these contestants for so long. Mia's gotten better every time.
Oh, cool. Well,
that's the thing. So she's she's 19.
She's
19 and getting better with every session we've had. And if that's where she started and this is where she is now, I mean, I use this analogy with you the last time, Andrea, which is, you know, you have you have a baseball coach who's looking at two runners who both make it to first base at the same amount of time. One of them is perfect form. One of them is bad form. You take the one with bad form because teach him perfect form and he's going to beat the first guy. So Mia watching her progress this much in this short amount of time, start getting her in a booth with regular auditions. And I mean, the sky's the limit.
Yeah, that's a great point. And the other side of that coin is in terms of, you know, folks like us, well, our stock and trade is versatility. You can create a character or try a dialect or sing in character, all that other stuff. Nonetheless, I thought, Hannah was great.
She's phenomenal.
the nature of this competition, as you say, is about right now. Yeah. So that's just the way it goes. At this moment, at this time, what you've told us, under this circumstance, it's pretty difficult to not go with Mia.
I agree. And Hannah was nervous today. You could tell Hannah was nervous today.
You can. Now, that said, in a professional situation, whether she's in the booth at the agency or she's doing, it's not going to get less stressful.
No.
And it's going to be a matter of her learning how to handle that. We gave her so many times today saying, how are you? And she always was like,
I'm here. Like, I guess I'm here.
Don't go there.
Yeah.
Bring yourself up. I'm great. I'm so grateful to be here. I'm gung-ho.
That's
a mistake. It's a mistake when you walk in the door and you bring your problems with you. You need to leave them outside, and it's all about I am here to work and have fun. And
I thought the same thing. Yeah, I thought the same thing. Yeah. Okay, so I think we're all in agreement then, right?
I think we are too.
Yep.
All right. Well, let's.
I do, and we're going to tell these ladies now, right?
Yes.
Are you going to tell Hannah first?
Yes.
Okay. I want to give her lots of encouragement because
of course. Hey, Hannah, how are you?
I'm well.
I'm going to be just totally honest with you. Unfortunately, you didn't win today.
Okay.
But you did an amazing job. Number two out of 4,500 people. I mean, you know, when we're sitting here with Rob Paulson and Andrea Romano, two of the best ever in the business. And when I told them it was 4,500 people, they couldn't believe how many people
around it.
You've done so incredibly well.
Thank you so much.
I have to say, let me interject something. And firstly, Will and I are both Andrea's. You're an actor too, right, Andrea? You were an actor in college. And so, We all, and I am dead serious. We know exactly how you feel. We know exactly how bad you want it. I have to tell you, the hustle never stops.
Ever.
When someone says to me, what's your favorite gig? I say the next one, because I can't believe that I'm able to do essentially what got me in trouble in high school with people whom I would choose to be my friends, two of whom are here.
Yeah.
And then my job is to bring joy to millions of people. So that is all to say that you are so ahead of the game. I reckon I've done something like 2,500 half hours of animation, which means I've not gotten 4,000 of them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And so
it's never easy, but it is, you are in a position not only with a lot of skill and a delightful personality, and you're young and you're just on your way, but the people who are telling you this worked yesterday and we're working tomorrow. So we really know what we're talking about, and you are precious, Hannah.
Thank you so much, Rob. I really do appreciate that.
I
want to interject, if I may here, that I want to encourage you, Hannah, to continue pursuing this. You're very good. You really are.
Your
commercial stuff is excellent.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And you know, we talked about this, Robin and Will and I, about how any given day, you may be able to handle this one thing, and then another day, you're just kind of not good at that. One is, not you personally.
Yeah.
And so this may not have been the best day for you.
Okay.
When we first said hello to you, you seemed kind of down a little or nervous or whatever. It seemed to be affecting you.
Okay.
And of course it is. But that's part of the gig, is that nervousness and dealing with that. And so while I want to encourage you to continue to take classes, to continue to work toward this, to find an agent, to pursue this work, absolutely. I also want to suggest to you that you bring with your talent that absolute desire that you clearly have to do well.
Yes.
So in that, if someone says, how are you? Let everything else go away and like, I'm great and I'm so happy to be here.
Okay.
And then you will convince yourself that that is the truth, because it is.
Yeah.
You want to be in front of people. And this is something that I learned about auditioning as an actress, which was audition should not be intimidating. Somebody in this particular day, Rob Paulson, Will Friedle, and Andrea Romano, wanted you to perform for us.
Right.
How cool is that?
That is
every audition you get.
Yeah.
People want you to perform for them.
Right.
And you got that down. You really do. You're well on your way.
Thank you.
Pursuing it. Don't be discouraged by the fact that this particular contest, this particular audition, you didn't come out on top. You came out really close to on top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really close.
Yeah.
So I don't want you to be sad about this. You've accomplished quite a bit already, and I encourage you to continue on, and you will succeed more. And I'm sure we'll be seeing your name years from now on various
I think so
commercial
too.
Work or animation work. I wish you the very best of luck.
And take the episodes and put together a reel and send them out to places. You're going to get signed by some. You're going to get signed somewhere. You are. Yeah. I mean, everything's remote nowadays, so it doesn't matter where you are. Right. You now have the reeds under your belt. Mm-hmm. Again, what Rob said is absolutely right. We've all heard no or the equivalent of no 100,000 times.
Yeah.
It's usually it's your number 50 out of 48. It's not your number two out of 4,500. You've done really, really well. You just, to be totally honest with you, and you know you're going to listen to this episode and everything, your fellow competitor today just really crushed it.
Yeah.
Just had a day. And that's how we are as actors. You have sometimes when you have a day, and you have sometimes when you just don't. And you weren't, it wasn't that you were bad at all. She was phenomenal. That's just how it works sometimes.
Yeah.
It just was a day.
Yeah.
I know I've said this to you 100 times, and I've meant it every time, and I continue to mean it. You are going to get signed. You are.
Yeah.
Somebody, you're going to sign up with an agency, and especially I would work a little bit on some of the voiceover stuff with just acting, some of the VO acting stuff. Your ad read, you could start reading copy tomorrow.
Yeah,
no, it's true. It's true. Your first read, it was you're killing it. Take improv classes, take some acting classes. But my guess is you're going to be signed and doing auditions while you're taking those classes. You've done so well, and it's been such an honor to get to know you. And someday I'm going to be able to say I got a chance to meet her one time, and you're gonna be accepting some award, and you're gonna be like, and the day Will Friedle, because you won't remember how to pronounce it. And that stupid show he did said no to me was the day that I went off and started my entire career. And I don't know where he is right now, but I think he sold me a hot pretzel on the street or something last night.
Oh, no, it's Bill Waffle Fries, I think.
There you go. Perfect. Perfect. No, you're really, really keep going, because you are you're such a joy, and you're great. And again, I cannot stress this enough. Number two out of 4,500 people. That's insane.
Well, number two, my lord.
Well done, you.
So it was so nice meeting you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
We're
so
gonna
much.
Be now, once all the show is wrapped, we can now we weren't legally allowed to like tag all the contestants and put their last names out there and stuff. We're now gonna be able to do all that, so people are gonna know who you are.
Perfect.
You're gonna be able to take all this stuff, you're gonna be able to make a reel, send it out. Agents are gonna be listening to the stuff. I'm sure that you're gonna be doing well. So congratulations on that. And I know we're gonna be seeing you again.
Thank you, Will. Thank you, Andre. And thank you,
My
Rob,
pleasure.
so much.
Oh,
y'all
such
were
a pleasure.
Amazing.
Thank you
thank
so
you,
much.
Hannah.
Thank you.
Bye, Hannah.
Good job, Mia.
Bye.
All right, let's bring in Mia. Hey, Mia.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So as you can tell, as you know, the competition has gotten ridiculously stiff. We are down to the finals. It has been just an incredible journey all the way through. And I hope you don't mind signing with an agent, because you just won.
No! What? Oh my God, I'm gonna cry. Oh my God.
You did, you just won.
No!
You are gonna be CESD's newest client.
God.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Oh my God. Woo-hoo. Guys, thank you so much.
You had a great day.
You crushed it today.
You did. You followed direction beautifully. Your instincts were on. Your energy was up and positive. You really just nailed it. You did. And you were up against some fierce competition for this whole thing. And you just did. You deserve the chance that you're about to get.
I am so excited. You guys have no idea how much this means to me. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Mia, you're just wonderful. Obviously, Hannah is as well. Your innate just positivity, joy is such a big deal. And you can back it up with killer skills.
Yeah.
So, and then Will told me you're 7.5 years old or something like that.
Yes, you know, I just said
you're, aren't you 19?
I am 19.
19 years
19.
Old.
Oh my God. Well, you know, when I was your age, people don't know this, but my high school yearbook photo is a cave painting.
So I bet it was a beautiful art piece.
I'm pretty old. But no, you are just, it makes, certainly, I am so humbled to be part of this and to see the joy on your face. And then having been where you're going, you have so much to look forward to. And you have so many people who are going to be so happy that you're doing what you're doing.
Yep.
You're a remarkable young woman.
Also, for the record, we haven't, you know, we said you're signing with an agent, which you are, but you're also winning $1,000. You're being flown out to Los Angeles. You're having lunch with Christy and I. You're going to get a go meet some people over at Critical Role and get a training session from Mary McGlynn or Sam Riegel. You're going to get.
I am the biggest D&D nerd on the whole planet. You have no idea.
So there were you. Did you hear about this contest through Critical Role?
Yes.
So there you go.
I did.
So
my best friend is obsessed with them, and he's like, "Mia, you have to do it." I'm like, "Okay."
So there you go.
Wow.
Well, congratulations. Andrea, is there anything you'd like to say to Mia?
I the thing is that because you are so young, it's easy for us to say you have natural talent. You actually have natural. You have not apparently had many years to study because you're so.
No.
So I encourage you to continue to pursue as far as, you know, you've got the opportunity now. But, and I've said this oftentimes, which is any actor can benefit from a good class.
Boom.
So continue to take classes. If you haven't started taking them, start taking classes. Good classes. There's people out there that want to take your money and rip you off. Make sure they're good, accredited people. But study, and that's a great way to meet people and learn what's going on in town and finding out what the popular thing is that's happening then and what kind of voices people are looking for. But I think you are well on your way, and I know we're going to hear great things about you. Congratulations to you. Well done. You earned
did.
This.
You did
Thank
an
you
amazing
so
job.
Much.
I've gotten to watch you the entire time. I am, however, going to tell you this.
Yes.
This is only an opportunity.
Yes.
You now have to take it and make whatever it is. You won a chance. That's all you won. But it's a great chance.
Cheers.
But now you've got to take it. No one's going to give it to you. You've got to go and you've got to make whatever you can out of it because it's a wonderful business. It's a ton of fun. And you got to try to just get happier because it's...
Cheer up.
Just be happy. Oh, my God.
So, of course, Mia, we will be in touch, and I'll get to see you and shake your hand
yes!
in person and congratulate
yes!
you in person out in Los Angeles, Christy and I. Christy so wishes she could be here. She's been texting all morning.
Her.
Who won? Who won? Who won?
Nice.
So just congratulations. You are a future VO star. I'm telling you that. So you earned it.
I'm forward to hearing your work.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, Mia.
What a
there
day.
You go, kid.
Thank you so much for this opportunity.
You're welcome, Mia,
it's
and
so
somebody
welcome.
Will be
you
in touch.
It.
You absolutely earned it. Congratulations
so
to the winner of the super awesome contest to become the next big voice actor, Mia from Florida. Wow.
Congratulations.
What a ride. Thank you, Mia.
Thank you. I'll be seeing you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, sweetie.
Oh, God, that was fun.
You guys did a really remarkable thing, my friend. You really did.
That was fun. That really was. Well, we certainly couldn't have done it without all the amazing guest judges we had, ending with, I mean, come on, two legends, royalty, in Andre Romano and Rob Paulson. I mean, man.
Thank you, darling. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for including us.
Thank you both so much, Andre Romano, Rob Paulson. I love you guys so much. Thank you
love
for
you
joining
back,
us.
My darling.
We
love
could
you
not
too.
Have had better people. Thank you to both of you, and we'll be talking to you soon.
We'll talk
Bye-bye.
Again soon, please.
Bye.
Stay well. Bye now.
Bye. Well, everybody, that is it. What a show. We have gone from 4,500 to Mia from Florida. And man, did she earn it today. I don't know anyone else to say. You're going to be hearing her everywhere. What a phenomenal win. She earned it. And an incredible kudos to Hannah. Such a worthy number two. Easily could have been her day. It was just one of those days where Mia came in and was just a buzzsaw. She crushed it. But we're going to be hearing from Hannah as well. I think we all know that. And, well, this is it, everybody. I mean, I think we wanted to end the show on a high note, and it doesn't get much higher than that. So I think you've all probably all figured out by now that we're not just ending the Super Awesome Contest, but we're ending I Hear Voices, too. It's been an incredible run, and I know Christy wishes she was here as well, but we are all on to different stuff. And we want to thank some people very quickly for helping us out. Of course, with the contest, we want to thank CESD for signing our winner, Mia. Man, are they getting somebody fantastic to add to their roster. We also want to thank everybody over there at Prime Video who has helped us out. Go watch season 2 of The Legend of Vox Machina. It's available for download now. And of course, as I always say, it's not just because I'm on it that it's awesome, but it helps. We also want to thank everybody over there at Critical Role, all of our friends at iHeart who just made this happen for us. You are incredible. Our producer, Lorraine, our engineer, Brian, everybody who has helped to make this possible, because it took an army of people to really make this national contest huge. But as for I Hear Voices, I want to thank my fellow executive producer, Brendan Rooney, who is Christy Carlson Romano's husband. I want to thank my close friend, Christy Carlson Romano. We started this journey together, and I wish we could have ended it together, but it just didn't work out that way. She's so busy right now, and she's so bummed. She's been texting me all morning, who won, who won, who won? But we just want to thank everybody who stuck with us for all of these episodes. You are phenomenal, and we got to show you a little bit of what the world of voiceover is like. We couldn't have asked for better fans. You are incredible people, and we just love you. We really do. I know that word gets thrown around a lot, but we talked about it quite a bit, about how just special you all are to us and how you've made this incredible. So I just want to thank everybody for joining us. Yeah, not going to get too sentimental. It's been an incredible ride, and I love this business so much, and I love to be able to share it with everybody. So thank you all. And for the last time, if you think you have what it takes to be one of us, step up and put your voices where your mouth is.
Hey there, I Hear Voices listeners. This is Mia, the winner of the Super Awesome Contest to become the next big voice actor. I am so glad I found this podcast, and I'm glad you found it too. Well then, Christy, also known as Kim Possible and Ron Stoppable, interview the best-known voices in Hollywood. From your favorite cartoon characters to video game voices, you never know who they'll talk to next. Make sure to follow, like, and download the I Hear Voices podcast on iHeart, Apple, and anywhere you get your podcasts. And remember, if you think you have what it takes, put your voices where your mouth is.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.